This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, for your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Clyde White Cotton, please note the following medical letter. Period. The first name is C-L-Y-D-E. Last name is W-H-I-T-E-C-O-T-T-E-N. On November 30th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 78-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 235 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 17th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was initially stunned and semi-unconscious temporarily as he was dazed, period. This occurred at Keystone Avenue and I-65 ramp, period. The other vehicle ran a turn arrow, forcing the collision, period. The patient's vehicle T-boned the other vehicle, period. The patient was in a Lincoln Navigator, which is an SUV vehicle, period. It was totaled and non-drivable, period. The patient's head apparently hit the steering wheel, period. His right shoulder was jammed back, period. He had immediate pain in his mouth, comma, head, comma, right shoulder, comma, right groin, comma, and right eye with blurred vision, period. Two teeth were injured and ultimately lost, period. Despite treatment, he is presently having problems, period. His right groin pain has resolved, period. He is still having pain in his right shoulder. He is having problems with two teeth being missing. He occasionally has headache problems with his right eye drooping and burning and irritation, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day ambulance took him to Methodist emergency room, period. He was admitted for approximately 2 days. They did an adequate workup, including CAT scan and x-rays, period. Because of his shoulder problems, he was released to outpatient orthopedics at Ortho Indy approximately a couple weeks later. They did x-rays and was told that he had a re-tear to his right rotator cuff, and that he would need a shoulder replacement, period. He followed up with his cardiologist to check his pacemaker, period. He saw his family doctor, and he also followed up with a dentist who discussed fixing his teeth, period. He has had one tooth repaired, and the repair of the second tooth has been started, period. He saw his eye doctor, it was referred to another eye specialist, period. He was advised that he may need an eyelid repair, period. He had a right eye infection, but his symptoms have since only improved somewhat, period. He did have a cortisone injection of his right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The patient describes his right shoulder pain as burning and sharp, period. He has diminished range of motion and diminished strength of the right shoulder, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The pain occurs approximately 7 hours a day, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day to 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. In reference to his fractured two teeth, one has been repaired and the other tooth is in the process of being repaired. Both have been knocked loose, and he later lost both teeth as they fell out at different time frames, period. New paragraph. In reference to the head injury, he is still having occasional headaches, period. They are described as weekly, period. The intensity is that of throbbing, especially in the right orbital area, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. He also has dizziness, which is constant, period. He has problems walking, especially with imbalance, period. New paragraph. In reference to his right eye, the pain is constant, period. It is a nagging, burning pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day from 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain in the eye is non-radiating, period. He has worse drooping of his right lid since the automobile accident of approximately 50%, period. He has a blurred vision and problems focusing with his eyes, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 40 pounds, period. He has walking imbalance, period. Reading of a prolonged nature is affected, period. Housework and yard work are affected, period. Sports such as golf and walking over 50 feet are difficult, period. He has problems grocery shopping, period. Sex and sleep are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications including heart medicine, Eliquis, prostate medicine, Suboxone, and over-the-counter pain medicines for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals a rhythm disturbance in his heart requiring a pacemaker, a prostate condition, prior opioid addiction due to multiple surgeries, hypertension, and COPD, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals right rotator cuff repair approximately 25 years ago, left shoulder rotator cuff repair approximately 20 years ago, period, low back surgery, period, right foot surgery, hernia repair, carpal tunnel bilaterally, trigger finger bilaterally, right eye lower orbital bone repair from a fracture approximately 6 years ago, and pacemaker insertion, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never fractured or broke any teeth, period. The patient has never had a concussion in the past or any serious headaches in the past, period. He has not had a prior traumatic brain injury, period. His right eye orbit, lower orbital bones were fractured from a thrown rock approximately 6 years ago. It has healed with no permanency or pain, period. He states his right eye was essentially normal up until this automobile accident, period. The patient's right shoulder was never traumatically injured, period. He has only had normal wear and tear of the bilateral shoulders from his age and work, period. His right shoulder was entirely pain-free with full range of motion prior to this automobile accident, period. The patient has never had any serious automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has never had any work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation, he is a retired pipe fitter, period. He was working part-time doing pipe and plumbing work before this automobile accident, but now he can only do it minimally due to the shoulder pain, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications, comma, cane and walker, comma, as well as stretching exercises, period. At this time, I would like to review some of the pertinent records, period. I have reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, well over 1,000 pages of medical records, period. Records from Beech Grove EMS state that a restrained driver of a Lincoln Navigator with moderate right frontal damage, period. The other car pulled out in front of him and he struck her broadside at approximately 25 to 30 miles per hour, period. There was bilateral shoulder slash biceps discomfort when lifting arms, period. Diffuse lower abdominal discomfort and tenderness, period. Methodist IU Hospital Emergency Room Notes, February 17th, 2022, state a 78-year-old male presented to the emergency department, status post-motor vehicle collision, period. He was complaining of right shoulder pain, period. Initial CT of the head with punctate and linear hyperdense foci noted in the bilateral periventricular white matter, period. Past surgical traumatic injury to the right orbit, period. CT of the chest showed ascending aortic ectasia, that's ECTASIA, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis without acute findings, period. He was evaluated by both trauma service and neurosurgery. Due to these findings, and neurosurgery recommended repeat head CT in 6 hours and hold the Eliquist, period. He was admitted to observation for this plan, period. At the time of admission, he was complaining of right shoulder pain, period. On physical examination, the right conjunctiva was injected with yellow discharge. There was right diffuse shoulder tenderness. Assessment was traumatic brain injury, number one. Number two, motor vehicle collision. Number three, shoulder pain. Number four, abdominal pain, period. Medical records for Methodist Hospital, his discharge summary dated February 18th, 2022. Discharge diagnoses are number one, traumatic brain injury, two, motor vehicle collision, three, shoulder pain, and four, abdominal pain, period. Hospital course, 78-year-old male presented to the department, status post motor vehicle collision. Hit on the passenger aspect of the vehicle, period. He rested in the car afterwards for 5 to 10 minutes to gather himself. He was complaining of right shoulder pain, period. Initial CT of the head with punctate and linear hyperdense foci noted in the bilateral periventricular right matter that are believed to be calcifications versus petechial hemorrhage associated with shear injury, period. CT resulted without change, period. Trauma cleared patient for discharge, period. On physical examination, there was right conjunctival injection with yellow discharge, right diffuse shoulder tenderness, period. Initial CT scan of the head February 17th showed punctate and linear hyperdense foci in the bilateral periventricular right white matter may represent calcification, comma, petechial hemorrhage associated with shear injury. The shear injury would be difficult to exclude, period. Obviously, his CT scan, comments by Dr. Mandel is obviously his CT scan was concerning with the potential for bleed, period. IU Health, Methodist Rehab, initial evaluation March 28th, 2022, states on February 17th, 2022, he was in a motor vehicle collision and the balance issues have worsened, period. During motor vehicle collision, head smacked on the windshield, which knocked a tooth off, and he had to get a crown, period. The right eye got something in it, and he had difficulty focusing now. He also got his shoulder torn up, period. Medical records from Ortho Indy Northwest, March 18th, 2022. 78-year-old male presenting for initial evaluation of right shoulder pain, period. He did have a car accident about 3 weeks ago, period. He's been having pain in the shoulder since the injury, period. Physical examination, right upper extremity, tenderness to palpation along the acromion and glenohumeral joint line, period. Mild crepitance with glenohumeral joint range of motion, period. Forward flexion to about 90 degrees, comma. External rotation to 30, comma. Internal rotation to back pocket, period. Significant weakness with resisted forward flexion and external rotation, period. Assessment, pain in the joint of the right shoulder. Plan, we discussed that it is likely that his rotator cuff repairs have failed based upon the chronic changes on x-rays, period. We discussed that he certainly would have the option of a reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, period. Since his pain has been much worse after the accident, I would recommend him with conservative treatment first, period. He did elect to proceed with an injection, period. Notes from Aaron Warner, OD. Records seem to indicate that there was some ptosis, P-T-O-S-I-S, of the right eyelid that does predate the automobile accident and was noted in the records on August 13th, 2021, period. New paragraph. After review of the entire file, I have found that all the treatment that he has sustained due to this automobile accident and outlined above was all appropriate, necessary, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. Final diagnoses by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and torn right rotator cuff, period. Number two, cephalgia, comma, balance and falling issue aggravation, comma, traumatic brain injury, comma, and possible concussion syndrome, period. Number three, right eye trauma, comma, pain, comma, and aggravation of pre-existing right eyelid drooping, period. Number four, fractured teeth. Number five, right groin strain resolved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the motor vehicle accident in question of February 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right shoulder, the patient qualifies for an 8% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-5, period. In reference to the cephalgia, comma, and traumatic brain injury, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 13-18 period. In reference to the right eye injury, he qualifies for a 0% whole body impairment as this was, as part of this condition was pre-existing. However, it was aggravated by this automobile accident period. When we combine the whole body impairments, the patient has a total 11% whole body impairment as a direct result of the automobile accident of February 17th, 2022 period. As a patient continues to age, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in his right shoulder region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. It was suggested to the patient that he have some more physical therapy for his ongoing dizziness, comma, gait problems, and right shoulder pain, period. Estimated cost of this treatment would be approximately $3,500, period. The patient will need a right shoulder replacement at an estimated cost of approximately $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient will need continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need repair of his teeth at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The patient will need repair of his right drooping eyelid at an estimated cost of $90,000, period. It is my opinion that 50% of this problem was aggravated by this automobile accident and 50% was pre-existing, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections of his right shoulder prior to surgical intervention at a cost of $1,000, period. The patient continues to need a cane and walker, period. He uses his cane every day and uses his walker while going to the grocery store, period. Cost of the cane would be $150 and need to be replaced every 2 years. Cost of the walker would be approximately $400 and need to be replaced every 3 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as obtained the history directly from the patient, period. I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed oral consent was obtained for me to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation. Thank you very much.